Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll get to Bills Thrills in 1 second. It'll be Jake's Takes and Sip's Tips today, actually, for that. Before that, shout out for our friends in Holdridge First Rate Ag. They're a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. 25 years in business. Reach out to firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. And as always, mention the ticket, First Rate Ag.
This is, would you call this the second day of the Troy Dannon era or the first day?
I'd say the second day.
Second day. It started yesterday. One of the things that impressed the brass at Nebraska was, think about this. We didn't talk about this. We'll get to Bill Stills in a second.
We will.
The answer that Dannon gave Chris Kaborik when Kaborik said, when do you want to start working? How about Dannon saying, right now, I'm going to Memphis. I'm going to Corvallis. I mean, he said right now. I'll start right now.
I believe Troy, if I'm wrong, he went to Memphis Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the softball game here in Lincoln on Saturday in the cold, and then he went to Corvallis for Sunday's game.
Good signs. Really good signs. He didn't say, you know, can I have a week?
Let's do it now. It's time.
It's a good sign.
A lot of stuff going on. Let's make it happen.
That's a really good sign of want to, right?
Yes.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about it till right now that Kaborik said, when do you want to get going? And he said, how about right now? And then there he was. There he was. We at the shoot around. I was there.
You were there. You talked to him.
At the shoot around.
I saw pictures of it.
Yeah. And he was with Kaborik. I didn't know who Kaborik was at the time, but he was with Kaborik and talking to Fred on the court. He had started addressing the media. He had started. It's amazing. I mean, he said next day. Jake, that's a really good sign. It's a really good sign.
Hit the ground running, baby. Yep. No reason to wait. Let's get this started. Yep. Well, it's time for Bill's Thrills. Now, Bill's not here.
Okay.
So it's Jake's Takes and Sip's Tips, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's get to our open right now.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
bonanza. Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes, Sip Tips, all of them sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln, call them at 402-730-7387 or stop just north of 27th and Old Cheney and see them. They'll make you lots of money. They'll take care of you. They'll help you plan your financial future and feel confident that they're the ones. So on Wednesdays, Bill has started doing them's fighting words, right? Them's fighting words Wednesdays. Now I will start. If you have one also, I want you to chime in.
I
want to
hear you. I want to hear
you. So this. Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes. Them's fighting words. Now I have brought up this one in past years. On the show, I've got two of them. This one has been brought before. The other one has not been brought up before.
Okay, I'm interested.
It's two separate words. When anybody refers to somebody my age, 32, as Bud, you know my thoughts on Bud. We brought up sport and all this stuff like years ago. I'll bring it back again.
Pal.
Bud.
Pal.
If you call me Bud as someone that's, number one, for sure, if you're younger than me and you ever call me Bud, if I don't respond well, you know why. You can't call somebody older than you, even in an endearing form, but can't do it. Can't do it. It is down. It is degrading. It's a degrading term. Some might call endearing. They call all their friends bud. I don't go that way.
No, it's hard.
Bud makes me cringe every time I hear it.
Hard to push back.
The other one. Now, this happened last week. It was not a very pleasant experience at the doctor for my wife and me. It was not a fill-in doctor.
Okay.
Number one, wasn't a great experience. We moved on.
Is this number two, by the way?
It's my second one. Then you get off this. Second one is when somebody refers to a woman as hun.
Ooh.
Number one, had a very poor experience with this backup doctor at the hospital. And then on top of that, she keeps calling my wife hun.
She.
She. Okay. The lady calls
my... It's a little different.
Still. Yeah. I don't care. Man, woman calling somebody hun. And she was older than her,
It's not very professional.
It's not professional to call somebody hun.
No.
And especially when I'm having I'm not having a good time with you. I'm not very happy with you in this situation. And he keeps saying, hun, it's okay, hun. I don't like that.
You're not
hun is not a place to be.
You're not putting up your dukes, but when you say them's fighting words, it made you bristle.
I did not like it. Yeah. Ari was having a bad time. And then you add every other word, hun. It's okay, hun. Do this, hun. Not a fan of that. Keep the huns out of it. Yeah. Hun and bud, bad. Bud for a guy, bad. Hun for a girl, not cool.
We've had this conversation before about bud and pal and champ, and it is very, very germane all the time. I mean, if you're pumping gas and you walk, and this has happened to me, if you're pumping gas and you walk in to pay and a fella holds the door for you and you say thank you and he says no problem, champ. It ruins his act of kindness.
Dang right.
Yeah.
The
act of kindness is ruined. I got it. No problem, champ. Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
It seems like disrespect, right?
Yeah.
And it's not even sometimes intended that way.
Well, I want to clear something up too on the hun situation. I know like in the South, hun is like if you're going to a restaurant, the waitress might say, hey, what do you want today, hun? Okay.
Right.
Different. In this setting, a doctor is saying, hun, in a time I'm not having a very good time. I'm not eating a nice breakfast somewhere.
No.
Hun should be reserved. Doctor's office. Come on.
Right.
Come on now. Hun, okay, it's fine in a restaurant. Yeah, I know it's Southern. But you got to know the times when and when not to use something like hun or bud or champ or sport.
I'm trying to weigh in my mind whether you're overreacting to the doctor using hun.
Keep in mind, it was a bad experience with this particular doctor.
Okay.
Was not a good time. And then the huns are adding to the equation here. Never heard anybody else call my wife hun before. Man or woman. Except maybe at a restaurant in Florida or Georgia once.
Right.
Okay? Understood. We're in Nebraska here. But the doctor's office, hun.
No, I get it.
Several times.
And you bristled? Did you bristle?
Yep.
You were right there bristling?
You were bristling. Not happy. I was in a bad mood. You got one.
I don't got it. I mean,
you told me you had one.
Oh, I do. It's not great, but it did bother me yesterday when I heard some media brethren and sistren say Memphis is a dump. I took issue with that. I did. I bristled. I didn't say much.
Did you fight back?
No, I didn't say much. I did say something to one of them, like, why would you say that? It's not true. It's just not true. It's not a dump. Why? Why do I like Memphis? You have to ask that question. You have to answer it. Because the music's great and the food's great. And I like the people. I feel comfortable in Memphis. I have every time I've gone there. I feel like I fit in. I love the music and I love the food. And I love going to the Memphis Grizzlies games. And I love the hotel experience. I love the downtown. Okay, I love how easy it is to get around. It's easy to get around. I love the Mississippi River running right there.
Yeah, that is cool. I like that. I did like the river
I love the thought of living down there. And I'd probably live over the bridge. I'd probably live in West Memphis and come into the city when I wanted to.
Would that be Arkansas then?
I'd be in Arkansas.
You'd be in Arkansas.
West Memphis, Arkansas. But it's close. I love being that close to Mississippi. I love the fact that there it's a strong Mississippi Delta blues town, because that's where, you know, it came from.
And you heard some blues down there.
Oh yeah, that place I eat, all it does is play. It's probably 90% Mississippi Delta blues. It's very raw. It's very unique. So you're in there eating a fabulous catfish dinner with beans and rice and vegetables, and I got a margarita, and the Mississippi Delta blues is blaring over the loudspeakers. You feel like you're in heaven. Maybe that's heaven. Maybe I was in heaven.
Were you in heaven?
It's possible.
I didn't feel like I was in heaven.
Did you?
You said. I almost paused you for a second, but you kept going.
What?
You said the hotel situation. Is that different from other places you've been to?
I just would say that.
It's a hotel, for crying out loud. Nothing different from the hotel. You said you were impressed, but the breakfast staff. Okay, cool.
Yeah, just a good hotel stay. And a nice walk. It's easy. You would agree. It's easy to get around.
Yes, and getting to Beale Street's right there. It's right. A half mile at the most to Beale Street or the Forum from those downtown hotels.
Yeah, and it's just generally easy to get around Memphis. So I like it. I like the city. The fighting words to me is Memphis is a dump. No, fighting words. Nope. It's not a dump. Beale Street's very clean. Clean.
Which city?
And what would you say about the FedEx Forum?
I liked it.
What a beautiful arena.
I liked it.
What a beautiful arena.
It didn't blow me away, but it wasn't bad.
It sort of blows me away.
It didn't blow me away. It was nice. Nice arena. Liked it. Didn't have a problem with it.
Gorgeous arena. Gorgeous.
That was hard to find some areas in there. I couldn't. The area that Sip and I sat in, it took me and Strick like 25 minutes to find it.
Oh, it took me three. There was instructions.
We didn't follow the instructions. We tried to find it. We kept going up and down the staircase, elevators. Yep, wrong level. Oh. And then finally we found it.
It took me 3 minutes from the media room.
We did find it. Yeah. Shreveport or Memphis?
Memphis. A bit bigger, more to do. Yeah. I like Shreveport. Shreveport, I get the similar vibe, but Memphis is bigger with more to do.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Before I get to the game show, we have a response here. As you would expect. And this, of course, is going to come. I'm getting a lot of buds in the text line. I had it coming. This is no surprise.
Bud, champ. What are the other buzzwords?
Pal,
buzz, champ.
No one
There's
says
other
sport
ones.
Anymore, though. No one says chief.
You know, chief, you get... Hey, Bo Pelini used to drop a chief on me when he was mad. All right, chief.
Tiger. Hey, Tiger.
I've never heard Tiger.
Boss.
Hey, boss.
Boss.
Boss. Yep. Bad one. Boss doesn't bother me as much as those other ones, though. Boss is almost, it feels like you're getting complimented. Whatever you say, boss.
Corey Lincoln says, I want my waitress to call me hun. I said, that's a different setting. It's not the doctor's office. It's a waitress. Okay, I get it. Restaurant, fine. I'll deal with it. I'm okay with that.
I've told you I went through a phase where I was calling people baby, and I had to cure myself of it. All right, baby.
Like guys, too? Or
sometimes there's guys.
What if you said to Bill? He would slap you in the face or just like, what?
Nobody ever said anything to me.
Hey, champ, someone says. What about buddy? You know, buddy, same thing. It's the same thing. Chubby Rhino, hey, bud, love the show. Keep it up, champ.
Some people, they don't mean anything by it at all, negative or positive. It's just something to say.
I know.
But it always comes
off
bad.
But you understand where I come from?
Oh, 100. Yeah.
Big fella. Someone says, hey, big fella.
Meh.
Slugger. Bro. Bro's not bad. Bro's okay. I can deal with bro. But bud, don't like that one. Dad.
Rick Heyman. Hold on.
Oh, Rick Heyman's chiming in?
Chief is when you can't remember people's name.
Yeah, that's fun. That one makes me laugh, though. Hey, Chief.
I always go with amigo if I can't remember.
Amigo's good.
Yeah. If I can't remember someone's name, I just say, hey, amigo.
Guilt nerd, before I get to, this is going to hurt you. It's about Shreveport, not Memphis. It's about Shreveport. Guilt nerd says, I've been through Shreveport. I got the feeling it was the toilet seat of the South.
Please don't say that. Please don't say that. It was a great bowl game.
Too late. Giltner already said it. Can't take it back. It's already said.
I mean, that bowl game, they treat that bowl game like gold down there. They treat it like gold. Nebraska played in it. And it was that city embraces a bowl game. I assume it still does.
Take a trip down there sometime. Maybe Nebraska misses a bowl game again. You go check it out and see who's playing in Shreveport.
Yeah.
Do it. Independence
Memphis Shreveport would be a wonderful double. Just go to Memphis and keep rolling south.
That is Bill's Thrills, Jake's Takes, Sips Tips, all sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your financial future today. Thank you to those guys. And thanks. That was them's fighting words.
Bill,
today, by the way,
will return tomorrow. What's Thursday?
Parenting tips. He'll have tips for us. Okay. So,
yeah.
Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. This will be interesting today because you only have 14 options here. Actually, you have 18 technically with the new schools in the Big Ten.
Okay, so it's a
Big Ten. Know that Troy Dan is the new AD at Nebraska.
Troy Dan.
How about other Big Ten athletic directors? I will give you the name of the person. That would be impossible to get. I give you the school. I give you the name. You tell me what school this person is the AD of. Okay? We have 18 options. I'm gonna include the new schools coming in.
Okay. This is hard. I mean, I've said this before that it's interesting that you typically don't know the names of ADs.
But guess what? You only have 18 options here. And really
typically,
17.
You know some of them.
Yeah. You have 17 because you're not going to say, I'm not putting Troy Dannon on the list. Right. That'd be dumb. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dig Down Sip in Trivia. I think you're 2-0 on the week, right? Is that right?
Yep.
2-0 on the week. You won yesterday.
1-1.
1-1? They lost yesterday?
Says Josh. I think I lost on Monday.
You won Monday. You lost with Bill yesterday.
Okay.
That's right.
1-1. And we have a call.
That's right. We got Elion. Elion, how do you feel about Big Ten athletic directors today?
I feel very confident, man.
Okay.
Elion's confident. Guess what? There's no lifelines. Mano y mano today.
Where are you driving, Elion? Are you in Lincoln?
Driving to school, baby.
Okay. Go to school.
That's just responsible right
there.
Yeah, it is. Driving to school. He's going to school today. All right, Elion. First question goes to you. Here we go. What school in the Big Ten is Mike Babinski the AD at?
Wisconsin.
I like the quick, confident guess. It is incorrect. Sip, do you want Mike Babinski?
Hold on.
Big Ten school. AD.
Pass.
How about Purdue?
Okay, didn't know.
Purdue. All right. First question to you. 0-0 tie. What school is Pat Hobbs the AD at?
I have no earthly idea. I'm going to guess Minnesota.
Not the Gophers. Elion, do you want to steal that or let that one go?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let that one go.
That would be the Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
These are difficult.
There's 18 options.
I got
it. Now we're narrowing the field here.
Now we are.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, Elion, back to you for the lead 0-0 tie. What school in the Big Ten is Chris McIntosh the AD at?
Oh, I do know.
I'm going to go ahead and have to...
What was the answer, Elion? Are you still there?
Yeah. Did I cut out? Iowa.
No.
I know this one. I'm going to steal it. This one? Yeah. Elion, I'm going to get a strong upper hand here. It's Wisconsin.
Brilliant.
Not over yet, but if you get this right, the game is over.
Right.
Sip, 1-0 lead. Last question.
All right.
What Big Ten school is Damon Evans the AD at?
Damon Evans. Damon Evans for the win, Maryland.
Brilliant.
Yes, Damon Evans is the AD at Maryland, and that's a 2-1 start to the week. You win tomorrow. It's a winning week. How about that?
Elion, go to school. Study.
I will. Hey, Sip, good game, champ.
Did he say pimp?
Champ.
Oh, champ.
That'd be funny.
He said pimp.
No, he definitely said champ on that one.
I thought pimp he said would be good very... game, pimp. It's okay, Josh. We're fine.
Okay, tiebreaker here.
We're fine.
Tiebreaker. According to the
Day I got to say something a little bit.
Yesterday was three, the one segment.
Inappropriate. Was that inappropriate?
No, that's fine. Okay, Sip, according to the website, this is from sportskeeda.com. Did some research here.
Sportskeeda.
Okay? All right. What is the average age of a Division I athletic director?
Wow. Wait a second. You did some research on Sportskeeeda?
Well, Sportskeeda did the website.
I've never heard of Sportskeeda.
I mean, it's a website, but...
Average age of a Division I?
Athletic director.
Okay. I'm going to say 53.
Ooh, 54 is the answer. You were right there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
You know what? You won the game, so that's all that matters.
Nebraska's new AD is 57.
So he's a little bit above that line.
Troy,
above the average.
Troy Dannon, not spelled like the yogurt. It's D-A-N-N-E-N. Troy Dannon of Marshalltown, Iowa is Nebraska's new AD. He's 57. My age.
And he spoke yesterday for... half hour plus, right?
Gave us a lot of information. He's very good at the podium, has a presence, has a lot of enthusiasm. And so that's about as far as I'll go. We'll see how this all goes. I suspect it'll go well.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.